There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you for being with us today. Today our scripture passage comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Very familiar passage. And this is the NIV version. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. When I heard of the death of one of my dear friends, after the initial shock, I got down on my knees and I began to thank God for the years of friendship we had experienced together, for the blessing of knowing such a wonderful person. I was crying. I was sobbing. My heart was breaking. And yet, I somehow felt this was a time to be thankful, to celebrate the end of pain and suffering, the end of struggling, the end of the battle here on earth. It was a moment that, in spite of my tremendous loss, I knew that there was a celebration in heaven. Those angels who had watched his fight and gave comfort with visitations and strength now celebrated with him. He was finally home. Sometimes we just have to celebrate in our sorrow and rejoice in the midst of our pain. Some things just don't make sense. Paul, in the 16th verse here, directs the saints in their personal worship, their personal lives, and he directs them to rejoice always. On the surface, this certainly seems like an unreasonable request. Exude joy. Express a feeling of triumph. Celebrate. Revel. Delight. Cheer. And be jubilant. It seems natural when we are surrounded by our loved ones and every day seems to be sunshine. It is so easy to be happy when happy is all you know, when everything in your life falls in place. Sadly, there are those who become so self-involved, so self-indulgent, that they do not even remember to rejoice on the good days because they have come to believe that they just deserve wonderful. They won't give God credit for anything. And then there are those of us who just overflow with happiness on the wedding day, but cry to the Lord that he is unjust when there is an end to the marriage through death or divorce. God's joy will remain when happiness has taken flight. There's a book some years ago that discussed some ways groups of people of various financial means differ. According to the author, poorer people could be happy and satisfied with their basic needs met, and the security of a little money in the bank, and a safe place to live, howbeit not a mansion. While those of greater means were found to be more focused on ways to keep getting more money. Even if they were already well off, they wanted to keep acquiring the physical trappings of wealth, and they were concerned about how to determine if people who want to be around them are there because They think the individual can help them to advance. Or if it was really friendship that has value in and of itself for most of us, regardless to our circumstances or conditions, the Lord instructs us to rejoice. Joy and happiness are related but not the same. Both are to be treasured. But joy, the kind of joy Paul is talking about, is more consistent and is cultivated inside of us internally. Joy comes when we know that God is a God we can trust Him with our lives to do what is best. We see what others see, but we know how to commit situations to the Lord. Happiness is wonderful, exciting, but happiness comes when things are going our way. We are happy about a new outfit. We're happy about our good day. We're happy about the fact that we get to celebrate with our friends. Happiness is triggered by forces outside of ourselves. It's based on the behavior or the reaction of others, of other people, of things, of places, of even thoughts or events in our lives. Happiness brings us feeling of pleasure, but happiness also comes and goes. When we choose to live close to the Lord, our joy is not dependent on what's going on right now. It's not dependent on current circumstances or conditions. It's even not dependent on good health, a good job, or other positive events in our lives. Our joy comes from the Lord, and the fact that we know even on our worst day that the Lord is working things out for our good. Can't see it. Sometimes we can't feel it, but we know it in our heart through faith. We will rejoice in the Lord always, the good days and the bad days. I was a little bit surprised one day when a friend asked me if I would follow her to the car dealership. She saw the question in my face and calmly explained that with the loss of her job and mounting medical expenses, she could no longer afford her vehicle. She really enjoyed that vehicle. She had a lot of fun driving it. And I was really hurt that she had to give it up. I kind of expected a little bit of anger or embarrassment, but instead she was just so gracious and kind, smiling as she spoke to the people at the dealership and explained she was returning it since she was no longer able to afford it. It was ripping her heart out, and I knew it. I learned a lot about her that day. She always talked faith in God, but this day, I saw that faith in action. She knew that God would somehow provide for her. She could move in joy and faith on a day that was painful and disappointing. God would provide. And she placed her trust in Him. I'm sure that she had a prayer in her heart the entire time, a prayer for strength, a prayer for a better day. in this passage. Paul instructs the church to pray continuously. To understand this verse, we must return to the definition of prayer. Prayer is communication with God. What are the essentials and non-essentials in prayer? While we pray, when we come together in fellowship and worship, we can also pray anywhere. The Lord's ears are open to us wherever we are, at home, at work, in the middle of a crisis. And many of us have had to call out in the middle of a crisis. We frequently kneel, but there are those of us who also stand in the house of the Lord. There are others who lay prostrate on the floor. There are those who are unable to get out of bed, and they simply close their eyes there on their sick bed and call out to the Lord. There are those who are being tortured for their faith, and even as they are beaten and abused, they call out the name of the Lord. We love to pray in church, but you know what? Our prayers are not limited to the house of God. Many people pray as they go about their daily responsibilities, on their jobs, in their cars, as they travel by foot, by plane, by beast of burden. Their prayers flow from the sincerity of their hearts. While many people observe hours of prayer in the morning, midday, mid-afternoon, evening prayers, prayers are not limited to a particular time, to a particular place, or even a particular situation. We move throughout our day with an open heart, whispering to the Lord as situations and needs prompt us. Lastly, we lift up our voice to the Lord. But we also sometimes find ourselves in situations where we pray inwardly. We pray within ourselves. For some people, the physical voice has been quieted by situations and by physical conditions. But their prayer within the heart continues to lift up praises to God, to bring before Him petitions. We live so that we can always get a prayer through to the Master anytime, any place. Sometimes that prayer may only be one or two words. One woman on her way home, seeing the lights of another car speeding towards her and knowing that an accident was imminent, simply cried out the name Jesus. One word, but it was truly a prayer. Jesus, help me. Jesus, rescue me. Jesus, I need you right now. But she only said one word. There was no time for a long prayer, no time to get on her knees, but God heard her and spared her life. The car was total, but she walked away. Paul instructs us all to live in an attitude of prayer, because we can pray to our God at any time and any place. This also means that we should live a life that honors the Lord, doing our best every day to please Him. We must live close and keep the lines of communication open every day. each day holds a new challenge, and we can face each day in an attitude of prayer. Let's pray. Lord God, help us to live close to you in an attitude of prayer each and every day, giving thanks regardless to what is going on around us. We know that this is your will concerning us, and we are grateful, so grateful. And we praise your name. In the name of Jesus, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.